Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Power Cat Podcast, GoPowerCat.com's Kansas State Athletics Show. Make sure you're subscribing to our show at Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, from the GPC studios, here's your host, GoPowerCat publisher, Tim Fitzgerald.
Welcome to the overtime.
Hot damn!
Yeah, that was the big open right there.
Yeah, we've made a substitution from earlier in the week.
Yeah, so stuff went down on Tuesday when we were recording. By the way, this is Tim Fitzgerald, as you know, and Zach Carlson's over to my left. And on Tuesday when we were recording, Cole Carmody was in this studio with us, and we have removed him and brought in Ryan Gilbert.
Would you say it's time for everyone to panic?
I won't go into the details of what happened. Well, I will. We got hungry and went to lunch, and we didn't have any more time to tape with Cole, so we brought in Ryan.
That's what we did.
But it's all Cole's fault.
Because he wanted to record at noon, but we had a press conference at 1. And, of course, we show up, you know, 12:10, 12:15.
Well, you show up on time, but then we got to have dog time.
Yeah, the dogs freak out.
I mean, it's like you rolled a hand grenade into my living room. You can't just go downstairs and act like it didn't happen. The dogs are still in total mania. Dude's trying to play. He's hitting you. Daphne's running around barking like an idiot. No offense, babe. But you just got to get some time to calm down. This is what pandemic life working at home's about. Folks, you got to accept it. You just got to roll with it. This is the overtime when you ask anything and we answer as best we can. This is a special edition of the PowerCat Overtime Podcast. Of course, we're sponsored by The Fridge. Make sure you stop in The Fridge whenever you're in Manhattan and say, I would like the Chris 6650. What is this thing?
66204.
Was that Lenexa we decided?
I think so. Chris, there's some like post office, I thought maybe.
Yeah, Chris 66204, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is his tribute edition, so make sure you ask for this Chris 66204 special at The Fridge.
What'd you say?
I don't know what that is.
If Kevin comes back to us and says, Fitz, what is this? What the heck, Fitz?
Why does he sound like Frank Martin? Fitz, what's going on? Why didn't you invite me? Sorry, Coach. Oh, man. Every question in this edition of the overtime is from Chris.
Please allow me to have one cathartic experience in my life.
We're not even sure that's his real name.
That sucks. Wow.
We're not even sure he lives in Lenexa.
I feel like I'm gonna vomit.
We know nothing about Chris.
Marijuana is a memory loss drug, so maybe you just don't remember.
I would remember.
Well, how could you if it just erased your memory?
That's not how it works.
Now, how do you know how it works?
Well, I could find out. But for drama here, he's just some guy.
You are as creepy as a real serial killer.
And we've entrusted him to ask every question on this edition of the Overtime. Why? It's not because we like him. It's not because we trust him. It's because he has to ask questions, and right? And nobody else stepped up to the plate.
Really wish there was something I could do.
He just kept listing them off and off and off. And I had one from Gills that I included, but then it became evident that it was not going to fit in. And I'm just like, all right.
Dang.
Chris won this week.
Thanks a lot, Chris.
Chris, what's going on your resume? You got to just slap it on your resume. Ask an entire slate of questions for the PowerCat Overtime Podcast. And don't put that on your resume if you're applying for a government job. It may not go well. They know about me. That's good water.
Is that a good swallow
good
there?
Gulp.
Oh, that Awkwafina.
Did you know that Dasani is hated more than Awkwafina?
I don't know how that's possible.
I actually like Dasani compared to Awkwafina.
Well, I think we're both on team Dasani.
Yeah.
Although I'm really on team Ice Mountain.
If it comes from a spring, I like it.
Boy.
Remember that time we had Fred water?
Oh, my God. I miss Fred water.
I miss Fred water. It was like, they were like plastic flasks.
Yeah, they sell them in like a bottle shaped like a flask.
That's some good water.
So you're just driving down the highway, taking the drink of your Fred, and it looks like you're drinking out of a flask.
I like the square bottle that comes from a glacier in Iceland.
Does the bottle actually come from the glacier? Like, is it carved out of the glacier?
What's happening here? Let's figure it out.
It's like a square bottle, and it has like a glacier like cut out on the top. Like, expensive bottle. Definitely expensive. Not good for the environment, but delicious water.
Who cares about the environment?
Now, don't say that.
I better take that out. Now we're going to leave it in. You know who cares about the environment? Chris 66097. What is it, Chris? 204? 204. I can't remember it. Can't remember it. Wasn't that a show? Like back in the day?
What?
No, that's 90120. Never mind.
90210.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not good with zip codes, apparently. Let's get going here with not your questions. We don't care about you. We care about Chris. Here's Chris's questions from Wabash Station on the PowerCat Overtime Podcast.
Oh, my God. Okay, it's happening.
First question, what other skill? This feels weird not saying
saying the names.
Hey, yeah. By the way, Chris, we're not going to say your name every time. We're not giving you that kind of power. No, we're just going to read the questions now. Everyone can know that you're our question asking bee. I'm not saying it, but you know where I'm going with this. You ask them all, we answer them all, but we're not going to give you full credit. Because why? Because Fitz is a dick.
Exactly.
Moving on.
What other skill do you have that might surprise the listeners, i.e. dancing, crocheting, being a licensed pilot, being a licensed masseuse, etc.?
I'm none of those.
Me neither.
I've thought about becoming a licensed drone pilot.
You should.
I really should. I need to go get my commercial license so I can legally let people pay me to fly my drone absolutely. For them. Go over to Salina.
When was the last time you put your drone up?
Put it up like last summer to show Tyler. Because he was going to buy a drone.
Did Tyler ever buy a drone?
He did, and he's flown it way more than I've flown my drone.
Does he fly it over fancy cows now?
I think so, yeah. Just fancy cows from Japan.
Do the fancy cows moo with an accent?
I don't know. I'll have to meet him.
I don't know. I don't want to meet the cows. You want to know why? Because I'm going to eat one of them. I'm one of those cows. It's going to be... We're talking about the new Dreiling... Adventure, the
Booth Creek Wagyu beef.
Wagyu beef, the fancy cows. Gills, you got anything that fits this? Do you got any like secret talents? Like
not necessarily a secret talent, but
because all the ladies know you're a great lover.
maybe. What instrument do you guys think I'd play?
Oh,
I do play one.
You play an instrument?
The flute.
No.
No, hang on. Nope.
I wish.
When did you start playing it?
Oh, like fourth or fifth grade, probably.
Oh, the recorder.
Nope. Hang on. Technically, I don't think it's an instrument.
Oh.
Mayonnaise.
Bongos. Well, there we go.
There's your soundbite, Fitz.
Zach plays, or Gills plays the mayonnaise. What, bongos? What do you play?
Drums.
Oh, I bet you. Mm-hmm. I bet you everyone in your household loves you for that.
I haven't played in years, and then like last year I picked them up again. It's fun.
Yeah, you do seem like you were in percussion. You're like, hey, when did you start band in elementary school? Like fifth grade?
I never did band.
Oh, you never did band?
I did them on my own.
What?
Yeah, I just went to drum lessons and yeah.
So how much marijuana what they give you,
did you give
smoke?
A... What's up?
How much marijuana do you smoke on a daily basis, you damn hippie?
Did your parents buy you like a snare drum or what? Like a full kit?
Yeah,
what?
The full kit, yeah.
And just right off the bat,
I would just play music. I wouldn't do like...
What do you mean? You're playing the drums.
Like rock and country and stuff.
If you're playing the drums, are you playing music?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. I'm in.
Does that make sense?
You're in on that? I think for it to be music, you need... The drums are part of it. By itself, I don't think drums are music.
Sure. I'll agree with that.
Because, like, nobody's going to go and watch somebody on a drum set.
That's valid.
That's offensive.
By
that's
itself. Like, they can get a little solo. There's drum solos. Mm-hmm. But it's like peanut butter and jelly without bread.
Well, then, is a bass guitarist playing an instrument? I'm not going to go watch a guy play the bass guitar for a show.
But it plays notes. It's better than just the drums, which is a... There's no notes on a
rhythm
on
and percussion
drum set.
Is essential to any musical.
Right. It's the butter to the bread. You can't just have a meal of butter fits. I mean, I know that you...
I can.
I know you tweeted about that, but...
Cholesterol was so good that I about spit out my stick of butter. Oh, man. I don't have anything. Because, I mean, the essence of this question is, what do you not tell people about yourself? Right? What is the secret thing you don't tell people about? Folks... I talk about peeing my pants. I'm really not hiding much from you. I'm pretty much on the record with all this stuff.
Is it a skill, though, if it just magically happens? Yeah.
That's interesting. Or I'm so good at it, it feels effortless. Because it is. Skill that I'm good at.
As of late, it's been pulling high-value cards from boxes.
Yeah, you have been good at that. I don't really know, man. I guess my gardening, but that's on my social media too. If you follow me on all my different, all my social media is different. Everything has its own lane, and my Instagram is a lot of plants.
Life of plants.
Life of Fitzplants. So yeah, I don't know. I don't think I really have. I juggle. I used to, but now my eyes don't line up, so it's kind of hard to juggle with you.
Now your TikTok is making fun of olds that are younger than you?
Yes, my TikTok does do that. I posted my latest cancer update on Facebook, and one of my high school friends responded, "Great news, and I'm enjoying your TikTok." And I'm like, oh, shit. People are finding me.
Well, yeah, it's your TikTok. Even if you say, don't search my contacts, TikTok will serve you things that are creepy.
Here's a social media question for you younger guys. Chris, I'm sorry, I'm hijacking your podcast here. We'll move on to the next question after this very important question from Fitz 66207.
So close. It's a neighborhood over.
I don't know what happened. When a social media platform says, hey, your contact is on Twitter and it shows you that it's from your contacts, they have like an old phone number from one of your contacts. Do you ever want to go, hey, what's the last four digits of your phone number so I can delete it out of my phone? I want to ask them, give me your last four digits of your phone number because you're in my contacts. And I have no idea who you are.
There was some dude on LinkedIn where LinkedIn is like, I insist you know this person. You know this person. They're in your contacts. You know this person. Why don't you want to connect with this person that you know? You know this person. And I'm like, I don't know who this guy is. Oddly enough, his name is Chris.
I
hate him.
I keep getting these updates now. Like, you know this person. I'm like, I have no idea. And I'll be honest here, one of them is an exotic dancer, and I know I don't know this person. Let's put it this way, it's not an attractive one. It's not at all. It's not. And I want this person out of my contacts.
Gotta move on, man.
I want him out of my contacts.
Gotta move on.
Chris, ask another question.
Next question. You're going out to celebrate a national championship with a fine meal somewhere. What's your order?
I don't know. What's an Alabama fan eat?
A sirloin the local Texas Roadhouse in Tuscaloosa. Sirloin.
We're going to eat big today. We won a national title. Hot damn, we're going to the Roadhouse.
$9.99. Before 6 o'clock, early dine. That is what an Alabama fan celebrates with. I'm getting a filet mignon, some steakhouse.
I'm getting some Wagyu beef. Best steak I've ever had. My buddy, I'm not going to say his name because he works for another.
Chris?
No, it's not Chris, actually. It's Kerry. Oh, We were at a convention for another online network. We were in Las Vegas, and we went to a place and got Kobe beef. And the waiter didn't look anything like Kobe. But anyhow, he brought it out, and it was incredible. It was a religious experience.
I saw a TikTok the other day. Apparently, there's only 8 restaurants in the entire United States that serve legitimate Kobe beef.
Hmm.
Everything else is not 100% genuine Kobe beef. But one of the places is, I think, in Las Vegas.
Are we talking about slutty cows that have slept around or what? I mean, how does that work? Do you have to – is it like a vaccine card? The cows have to carry around a card saying they're 100% legitimate? I don't know how this works.
The USDA looks at it probably, if you want a real answer.
What's the next question, for God's sakes?
Which college mascot?
We're not even going to answer the question. We're not even going to say.
I don't have an answer.
I said steak. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's a big steak.
Look, when K-State wins a national title, I'll figure that one out.
Yeah, we're not worried about it right now.
I got some time, apparently. I don't see anything on the horizon right immediately that is going to test my need to know the answer here.
I hope we get a clip this last sentence on the podcast in a year from now. Or a couple months from now. Not even a couple months, a month from now. Come on, baseball.
Oh, yeah.
They're about to come on.
Oh, yeah. We should turn that on.
We got an hour.
It might go pretty long here. I don't know.
Yeah, we're rolling.
Which college mascot outfit seems like it would be the worst to wear, i.e. looks too heavy, gangly? Gangly? I've never heard of that word. Or too hot for the region, etc.
There's one answer, and only one answer.
Pistol Pete?
There's two answers, and there's only two answers.
Okay, what's your further answer?
It is Sebastian the Ibis at Miami.
How the hell did you know his nickname?
I knew it, but I also double-checked before.
The Ibis?
Yes.
Is that what he is?
He's an Ibis.
What the hell's an Ibis?
A seagull-looking bird that is near Miami. But hear me out. Miami is basically in a swamp.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hot. It's and hot all humid.
And humid all the time.
I would not want to wear a full body. Like, if Willie Wildcat could be traded to a more weather-appropriate school for only having a helmet and no sleeves on his arms, like he's a human, half man, half wildcat.
I think that's pretty clear.
I think he should be traded to the University of Miami.
So we become the Kansas State Ibises?
Sure. He's a cool mascot, but he's terrible to wear it in Miami. But yeah, you're right about Pistol Pete. Probably pretty bad.
Giant plastic head.
It's so cool, though.
I think that's probably one of the coolest Pistol Pete. Of all.
Oh, he scares me.
Who scares you more, Willie Wildcat or Pistol Pete?
Pistol Pete.
Really?
Yeah, because I've accepted the existence of half man, half wildcat.
That's really where every man a wildcat came from. Did you know? It was a bad science experiment. Mm.
Literally, they were turning every man into a wildcat.
Yeah, it was a science experiment gone wrong. That is the only legitimate reason for having Willy Wildcat.
Huh. Will that be studied at M. Bath?
That's why they came, Fitz.
Mm, just
that's study, how they won the bid.
Study hey. This strange creature. Okay. That's all I got. I wouldn't want to be Pistol Pete because he scares the elderly, young children, and makes people wet their pants. Trust me, you know.
The good news is you only have to be Pistol Pete for like a shift. You don't have to go the whole game as Pistol Pete because they got two of them.
Do they? That's because
you get a trade.
When you get near death, you get to take the giant plastic head off and breathe. And then the next guy goes out and aims his pistol at small children and scares them. He walks up behind the elderly and just fires his gun. He holds up Whataburgers.
You know, I'd love to see a gun safety rating on all of the mascots in the Big 12 that carry guns.
Are we the most gun-laden conference in the country?
Texas Tech?
I think, doesn't their Masked Rider have a gun?
Can we count cannons? I feel like we should be able to count all weapons because we have West Virginia, mm-hmm. the musket. He's probably pretty safe because you got to load it.
Yeah.
And you're only going to fire that when it's ready.
If you're fast enough.
Yeah.
You let them shoot your friend and then go chase
But
him.
Texas has a cannon.
Texas.
That's pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
They should be the Pirates.
No, that's Texas Tech. But no.
But Mike Leach is gone.
That's so confusing.
Yeah.
And, of course, Kansas State.
Oh, the Roughnecks. They have guns.
Yeah, that's true. That's
Will you?
Yep, yep.
That's half the conference.
They don't have guns.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They fire them off on kickoffs.
That's right. They
have guns.
Those dirty little poo. Always scary.
Land thieves.
And then Willie Wildcat. Part man, part cat, all killer.
Should Willie Wildcat have a gun? I think that's the real question here.
I think we should.
Needs to.
Would the NRA pay K-State an endorsement deal to have Willie strapping?
They wouldn't. They wouldn't waste their money.
Okay, we're going to move on then.
Which would you rather attend? The Men's World Cup in 2022, in which the U.S. men won't play at all, or the Women's World Cup in 2023, where the U.S. women will play and are the favorites to win? Side note, Men's World Cup is in Qatar, and Women's World Cup is in Australia/New Zealand, if that affects your decision.
Well, that made my decision.
Location doesn't matter for me. There's one answer. It's the Men's World Cup.
You're going to Qatar?
Going to Qatar.
Do you pronounce it?
I pronounce it Qatar. I don't pronounce it Qatar.
Huh.
It's weird.
Hey, Alexa, is it Qatar or Qatar?
I pronounce that Qatar, but I'm always working on how I say things, and I might not have it right.
I feel like she, like, split the difference. She literally went Qatar. Like... Qatar?
Yeah. I don't trust
Qatar.
Her. I don't.
Qatar. I don't know. But my reasoning is it's probably the last or one of the last World Cups, or at least the last World Cup where Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo will be.
That's true.
Decent, I guess. You know, come 5 years from now, they're going to be pushing 40. They might still make their rosters, you know. As we've seen with Tom Brady, the greatest of all times, take care of their bodies. And can go further and be effective.
Thank you. Yeah. I know you're talking about me.
But hey. Yeah. The thing is, yes, I love the U.S. I love watching the U.S. women win. But that's the thing. They win every year. Like, the U.S. women's team is such a dominant force that it's more of a procedure to win the World Cup than it is... You know, at least with the men's, where it's kind of just kind of wild and, you know, you're just kind of hopeful that they get a few wins. But if they aren't in the World Cup, you still have Messi, you still have Ronaldo, most likely anyway. You have a ton of decent players. You have Mbappe at France. This is two podcasts in a row I've mentioned Kylian Mbappe.
He's like
Can you
Santa
believe
Santa.
That?
No.
It's fun.
I tune it out. If I went to one, I'd go to Australia and New Zealand, but... I don't give a crap about the soccer, so I'd go everywhere they're not. Like, if they played in Queensland and then they moved on, I'd go there then and then enjoy all the benefits of that town, ramped up for the World Cup, but no longer with the World Cup. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty excited about this trip.
Can you name the capitals of all of these countries, Qatar, Australia, and
I can name the capital of Qatar, yeah.
What is it?
It's Qatar City.
No, it's not.
It's Qatarville. Qataronomy.
It's Doha.
Don't have to call me names. I got Sydney in Queensland. Isn't the capital of New Zealand?
New Zealand is Auckland, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
But what's Australia?
It's not Sydney?
No, it's not Sydney.
It's Melbourne?
It's not Melbourne.
I don't know it then.
It's Canberra.
I think you're making up words.
I'm not making it up.
I've been to Australia. I should know this.
Were you ever attacked by a kangaroo?
Nope.
Did you see a kangaroo? Did you see?
Did you see
any dangerous animals, like creepy crawly things?
No, not that I remember.
Okay, you against a kangaroo, better drummer.
Probably me.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Anyhow, here's a follow-up question to Chris 90120's question. Zach, if you're going to go to the men's...
Wrong zip code even still. Like, it's not Beverly Hills.
Whatever. Don't get caught up in accuracy on this podcast. Zach, if you're going to go to the men's World Cup and Kansas State, geez. United States is not in the World Cup, are you picking a country to cheer for, or are you just going to enjoy the soccer and go, oh, I didn't care about the winner. I'm just here to enjoy the fine sport of footy.
I mean, that's probably what I'd sound like. I mean, come on, man. When you go to the World Cup, I mean, even if the United States was there, you're going to go to other games just to enjoy the games, yeah. You know? I mean, it's like I like going to NCAA tournaments. You know, it doesn't matter if K-State's there. You know, I like going to sporting events in general. Like this last weekend, I went to the Rangers-Astros game. You know, I do not care about either of those teams, but I wanted to go see a new stadium, and it was cool. So I like going to sporting events in general. It doesn't matter really what it is, as long as it's a decent level of professional sport, I guess.
So
I'm not going to go to low A wherever.
You wouldn't
and watch
pick a team
game
and cheer for it at the World Cup. You wouldn't associate yourself with England.
What about India? That's what
India?
I cheer for.
I mean, if I had to choose a team.
Brazil, because it's near and dear to you.
I'd probably pick like, yeah, England, France, Portugal. It probably comes down to, are we out at a pub somewhere?
Oh, that's good.
And you run into a bunch of friends and you make friends with them, and then that's probably who you end up cheering for. Because they find out, oh, you're an American and you don't have a team to cheer for.
If you're like, buying the beer,
knock
I'm
some pints
cheer
back.
Team, yeah.
Yeah. Probably England if we're going to a pub. But then again, I don't know how many pubs are.
I don't know.
In Doha.
All I know is our sponsor, Tanner's, opened up the year of the World Cup, and it was and a World Series, by the way, for the Royals. And it was incredible because all the international students would come down in waves, Germany and Brazil and, you know, whoever was playing, they'd come down in waves and watch it. It was really fun. It was really cool.
Now, if you did let me go to the World Cup next year, I would miss about most of the football season.
That's the problem.
Because
how long does it last? What the heck?
It's about a month. I'm starting it in November, ends in December.
But Zach would need to go early to get his drone license in Qatar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's move on.
The humans will be right back.
CBS Friday, TV's hottest show is Fire Country.
I'm not a hero. I'm in orange for a reason.
They're taking 12 months off your sentence. You're free.
Lady.
With a special epic season finale.
Now that I'm out, I need something to get me up in the morning.
You are a firefighter.
Used to be.
That will be unforgettable.
In the name of your life's happiness, go get your girl.
She's getting married tomorrow.
Says, when do you let anything get in the way of what you want?
The Fire Country season finale, Friday, 9, 8 central on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
The ads are done. Speak humans.
Pluto, planet or not?
It's a planet. It's a
hang on.
It's a planet.
1-8 has a side note. Pluto has yet to complete a revolution around the sun since it was discovered in 1930. Does that change your opinion at all, Fitz?
No. It's a slow learner. It's got a long ways to go, Chris. Well, get off Pluto's back, if it has one. I don't know. I've never seen Pluto up close.
Has Neptune made a rotation around the sun since then?
I don't check in with these guys. All I know is I know the sister of the guy who found Pluto because she was my kindergarten teacher.
Weird flex, but okay.
I'm kind of connected to Pluto. It's a damn planet. Don't dwarf its ass. Don't kick it out of the solar system. Don't tell it it's lesser than what it is. It is a planet. It just is a far, far planet that's got a long ways to go to get around the sun. In other words, it was discovered in like 1950-something, I think.
1930. It was in the question.
It was that old?
It's in the question.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't listening to Chris. yeah. I mean, think of a dude. If you lived on Pluto, you would still be in your first year of life.
Brilliant.
It doesn't mean anything. You'd probably be dead because there's no oxygen. But it, yeah.
It's pretty dark out there, right?
Probably is. Probably dark and cold. It's probably a lot like Lubbock.
He's absolutely right.
Huh.
I've never been to Lubbock. I feel like it'd be warm, though.
Has Lubbock made a revolution around the sun? We have no evidence of that.
Well, Earth has made a revolution around the sun. Is that right?
Is Lubbock part of it?
Is Lubbock
because I've driven to Lubbock, and I don't know that it's part of it. I think you have to cross into another realm, another space and time to get to Lubbock. Somewhere in West Texas, you go through a portal, and then you're at the magical place called Lubbock, as they say in Qatar. it's a planet.
Yes, I'm going to say planet just because that's how we learned it. But under today's... If somebody found a planet similar in size to Pluto today, they're going to be like, nah, it's got to go.
Look, they got a photo right here. It looks like a damn planet. It's round. And it looks like Lubbock.
All right.
It was discovered at the Lowell Observatory by... Where is it?
Your kindergarten teacher's friend.
Clyde. It's brother.
Sister. Brother.
Brother. Brother.
Clyde Tombaugh. Mrs. Tombaugh was my kindergarten teacher.
Huh.
Hired a farm boy from Kansas named Clyde Tombaugh. So, Chris, you're in the business now of discrediting a Kansas scientist. What's in it for you, Chris? Why are you running down Clyde? It's a planet. And so is Uranus.
What does that even mean?
I'm sorry. I had to go there.
Man, you just hate Chris today, don't you? Everybody hates Chris.
It was a legitimate answer. It's a fact.
Next question. I'd like the GPC crew to have a brief discussion of Bo Jackson and see the differences between Fitz's point of view and the younger folks' point of view.
That's a good question. After all the crap I've given you, you came up with a good one there. Bo Jackson, the best all-around athlete I've ever seen. Just incredible. And his injury was just, it's awful. I mean, he would probably still be able to compete with modern medicine, but it cut off the blood circulation to his hip. He got Marcus Watted, basically. His hip popped out, I think. So, just incredible. I mean, the stuff he was able to do. Have you ever seen anyone else run off of a outfield wall? That still freaks me out, man. That's not normal shit right there. He was running through the outfield and just ran across the wall and back to the ground. What is that? That's like superhero stuff. Hey, absolutely incredible.
Metal spikes on a plastic wall.
Don't discredit
it. Don't ruin it.
If it was so easy, everyone would be doing it out there. Dyson. Jared Dyson, be it. Or is it Gerard?
Gerard. Gerard Dyson.
Where is it? Cutter Dyson. Would be running across the wall whenever. I don't know, man. He's just incredible. He was an amazing football player. He was a better baseball player, which blows my mind. I wish he'd just played baseball because he would be in the Hall of Fame. He was incredible. But he did not break that bat over his helmet. It was already cracked.
I wish there were more two-sport athletes. Like, he's probably the last one that was...
Deion tried. So did, what's his name?
You're going to spit it out.
Tim Tebow.
He but tried. Not at the same time.
That's legitimate. Yeah, so like, I see what you're saying.
I mean, Michael Jordan did.
Well, yeah.
Except his stay in baseball was much longer.
Here's something people don't understand. Michael Jordan played baseball because he was suspended secretly from the NBA. I heard it on conspiracy.zack.
Is that a domain name you can buy?
I don't know. That'd be kind of badass. No, no one does anymore. I mean, there's just the money's too much.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like
Kyler Murray probably could.
Right, Kyler Murray. I don't know how much baseball Patrick Mahomes played, but I mean, it runs in the family, you know.
I bet you could throw a ball pretty damn well.
I bet you Patrick Mahomes would make a great player owner.
Would it freak you out if the pitcher was no looking at the plate? Like, just throwing fastballs without looking? It kind of freaked me out. I probably would.
Sounds like some creepy video game storyline. Final boss pitcher. He doesn't look at you and he throws strikes 105 miles an hour.
What are your guys' thoughts on Bo Jackson?
I mean, he was obviously before Gills was alive. And when did he retire? I mean, early 90s? Yeah. What was it? I mean, I don't have any recollection of watching him play live. So,
yeah.
You know, it's just stories, you know, highlights, you know, definitely great. But like I mentioned, he was really the last great two-sport athlete because he was doing it at the same time. And then at some point the money became too big. So you don't see this anymore, but I'd love to see, you know, even remember when LeBron was talking about going and playing football. I mean, technically he still has eligibility if he wanted to go play NCAA football. I mean, now he's too valuable to do that. But, you know, 10 years ago when he was just screwing around at Ohio State playing flag football with KD, like, it's like, dude, maybe you should play in the offseason and play some college football.
I found a 2017 USA Today article from former Kansas City Star writer Bob Nightingale. Jackson revealed to USA Today Sports that he had plans to retire from the NFL after the 1990 season. He still had a contract with the Los Angeles Rams, making the Pro Bowl that season, but planned to walk away and solely play baseball after the season ended. Instead, a hit from Cincinnati Bengals linebacker Kevin Walker on January 13, 1991, forced him into retirement. The hit fractured and dislocated his left hip in the third quarter of their playoff game. His left hip was in the third quarter of the... Okay. Sorry, I was doing some copying there. He thought it was a hip pointer. It wasn't. It was worse. Man, 1991, guys.
Bo Jackson did not play football in my lifetime. Then he played baseball for two seasons during my life.
30 years ago. That's incredible. God, I'm old.
Yeah, he wouldn't still be playing today.
Holy crap. I'm so old that a college student would have thought I was old then. Because you know how old I would have been?
In college.
On that day, I was, I can't do math. 26. I had not turned 27 yet. So I was basically roughly your age.
Yeah. Okay. He did not play for the Royals in my lifetime.
Who did he play for after the Royals?
Played for the White Sox.
Oh, that's right.
And then played for the Angels. He skipped the 92 season due to, I don't know, the injury was before that.
Another one from Chris.
Oh, wow. What a surprise that is.
Which would you prefer to be and why? Movie star, rock star, or country rap, hip hop, or whatever? Or sports star? And specify which sport.
Sports star.
Yeah, me too.
I would love to be a music star. I would love to be like...
You could be a professional drummer?
No, I'd like to be the lead singer of a badass band. I know sports, and that's something I'm comfortable with, and I can do, you know, I can throw a ball, and I get sports. I don't get music at all. I have no aptitude for it. So I love watching musicians. It's one of my favorite things about TikTok is the young musicians on there are just incredible. So, it would be a musician.
I don't want to say being a musician is easy in today's age, but it's much easier.
It's easier than hell.
Than it was. Go back 30 years ago, and I'd say that picking between the two, you know, you have definitely some skill sets that are basically intangible. Like a lot of stuff you can't really be taught. You know, sports today, I don't think it's really changed much. I mean, the technology's changed, you know, the training's changed, but I think it's still much harder to be a legitimate athlete in sports than it is. You can make songs on your laptop.
I know.
Any kid in his basement can make a song on his laptop and record a few lines and auto-tune it. And you can make incredible music. I mean, like you said with TikTok, a lot of these TikTok guys and girls, they're just making music at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're, you know,
and they're way more talented than people with record contracts.
And they make these independent, you know, they're independent. They're making these songs. They're releasing them. They're charting as independent. And then they get, you know, labels after that.
There's a great account I came across, and all he does, well, he does a couple things, but one of the things he does is he takes mostly hip hop, but all kinds of artists, and has them find video of them singing their songs without auto-tune.
Mm-hmm.
And most of these people cannot even come close to singing.
Yep.
They're awful. I mean, I would be a better singer, but their voice auto-tunes to something really cool. I don't think it's cool. I'm not into the auto-tune sound. But it's out there. Boy, their air conditioning's loud, man. Yeah. I haven't got that door soundproofed. This is a problem.
Yeah. You need to put more foam on the other side.
I guess so.
I would pick golf, though. To pick the sport, I'd pick golf. Choice. Because
at 50, you can be a rock star.
Right. At 50, you can win major championships. Cool. But only if you're left-handed, apparently. And I'm right-handed.
Has Phil Mickelson's image undergone an incredible makeover throughout his career?
How do you mean?
I don't feel like he was as adored as he is now earlier.
No.
Like he was the villain to Tiger in some ways.
No.
You don't think so?
No. My dad loves Phil Mickelson.
Well,
biggest. I mean, we were visiting family in Oklahoma City in 2004. I think 2004, whatever the first Masters he won. Phil, or my dad, is such a big Phil fan that we waited all Sunday afternoon to watch Phil Mickelson win and put on the green jacket for the first time. There are people that love Phil, and they've always loved Phil, you know. And I don't think it's necessarily you have to choose Phil over Tiger, but yeah, Phil.
Is there a golfer you would do that for?
That I would...
Wait all day? Just to see him walk by and you may pick up a hint of his musk.
I think Tiger's up there. You know, seeing Tiger in person is always fun and worth it. I don't know. When I go to tournaments, though, I mostly just walk around. I want to see every hole. I'll go watch a couple groups. You know, I'll try watching at least a hole of each group. You know, as many groups as possible, but okay. I don't follow golfers around. But.
A hypothetical here. You call an Uber and the driver's Tiger. Do you get in?
Ooh. It's a tough question.
Okay. Gills, anyone you would line up all day for to see?
No.
I'm not into that.
No. I'm with you.
Not into that.
Sorry, see, I don't see it as lining up all day, though. Like, at least for me, like I'm going to the golf tournament. There's just one person there.
True.
I'm not going to enjoy the tournament any less because I'm not watching one particular individual, you know, like I wanted to go 2 years ago. I wanted to go see John Daly ride his little golf cart down the fairway. And my tweet got aggregated by
what if he was your Uber USA driver? Today.
John Daly?
Yeah.
Probably
get
fine.
In. Get in. I got to pop a cold one, but get in.
It's a Diet Coke.
Okay.
I mean, his car's probably pretty smoky, but I'm sure he'd let me smoke a cig or two.
Yeah, I guess it's probably because I've been around sports so much and I get jaded doing this for a living. I mean, it's not like, you know, meeting Michael Beazer or whoever's a big deal, but I see the flaws. I see that they're just, I deal with these, thanks, dude. I deal with these young athletes when they're kids, and they might be great at football or basketball or whatever, but I also see they're just a college student at the end of the day. You know, they make mistakes, and I don't know. I see athletes more human, and I don't really have that kind of admiration for them. That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you there. Like, you see somebody and you're just like, oh, it's, you know, you're famous, but it's like, whatever. Like, you're just a person at this point.
Like, people line up all day to see me.
Yeah.
And I have to tell them, I'm not real. I'm auto-tuned. This is an auto-tuned voice right now. And actually, I'm not this fat. It is protection from would-be snipers because You got to worry about these things when you're famous. Let's go on to the next question. I feel like revealing my secrets here.
Last question of the podcast. Oh,
this is it?
This is it.
Is this from Chris 666?
You bet. Is that even a question?
Okay.
66204.
666.
Describe the ideal GPC crew triathlon.
Oh, God.
Can be for an overall time, i.e. who can eat 3 pounds of wings, edit a press conference video, and drive from Manhattan to Lawrence and back, or it can be some kind of composite score, i.e. bowling, go-karting, racing, or shot put.
So like the heptathlon or the decathlon? Decathlon. Yeah.
What's that? What is that?
Decathlon.
Decathlon's 10. Heptathlon is 8.
That's how they say in Qatar.
Qatarathon. Well, Fitz, you're the boss here.
Yeah. What? Give us the triathlon. What are we competing in? And how are you going to stack it to where you win?
I know.
Because I don't want to pee my pants.
Let's see. What would be an essential... This answer is so much different now that I'm old than when I was young. There'd be probably some kind of food eating in there somewhere. I mean, but now I just want to take a nap. There would certainly be drinking involved. I don't know. Let's all pick one thing, and that's our triathlon.
Sorry.
I'm going to say we are going to take shots at every bar we go to. Okay, I'm going to...
Shots of what?
Alcohol, Gills.
Yeah, what type, though? That's the question.
Are we going to Shot Stop and are we paying a dollar? Because I'd feel better doing that than
because
going...
it's mostly sugar?
Right. Might be a hangover, but at least you're not drunk. I don't know.
I think this is the essence of the Go Power Cat triathlon.
Triathlon.
Is that... It will be performed drunk. And I apologize to anyone who is opposed to alcohol, but that's how I roll. So we're going to have to take a shot at a bar. Let's say, hypothetically speaking, there's a really cool Mexican taco place in Aggieville, where we could take a shot of tequila. And then we go next door to the burger place that has whiskeys, and we have to take a shot there. And then we go somewhere else and take a shot of Sambuca, just because you guys won't survive it. And I've already won the monoathlon at that point.
Are we going to take more shots?
It's by yourself at that point. I'm not making that. It's not company.
Again.
We don't do that as a company.
Again.
We did that as a company before I came here.
You can't compete with
9 years ago.
We had a lot of fun. Mm. What would skills? We're not going to have drumming is one of our athlons.
I feel like navigating in a bull city that we've never been to.
Oh, shit.
I feel like that's got to be an event, right?
I don't understand how we do that because... You do that for me.
I'd win that one.
Yeah, you probably would. And see, we talk about pre and post Bo Jackson. Working for me, pre and post GPS are two different things.
Yeah.
Pre-GPS Fitz was a mess. No sense of direction. I married Magellan. She's just taking me all over the place. She doesn't know where we're going. And I'm yelling and screaming because I'm lost. So it was a lot of fun. Gils, you got to pick an event.
I have to.
Well, yeah, because we need to end this crap.
Probably driving from Manhattan to Lawrence. I'm going to steal one of Chris's ideas.
Ooh, what?
In the fastest time.
And back. Who do you think would win?
Me.
See, I think...
I'm an experienced driver.
So I'm opposed to this because to win this, you have to break the law.
It's only breaking the law if you're caught.
And, that's valid. Oh, my God. Arizona.
See, I could probably do that. I think I could win. But at the same time, between Manhattan and Topeka, or between, you know, where the the turnpike starts. I don't think I've ever seen more cops sitting in a median anywhere else in the country than that 60-mile stretch of highway.
Oh, it's got to be safe. I'm driving back and forth. They need to make sure it's secure for me.
Yeah.
I would prefer this in a rally format in which you have to hit specific times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This is going to be the worst event ever.
The drinking has to be last, though.
Drinking better be last. I'll be lost in the ditch.
With two driving events. I love how we pick driving events.
So, Coach, what went wrong with the team today? Well, Fitz got his order out of whack, and he went drinking first. And it really took us out of our routine. Knocked us off course right away when he got a DUI getting into his car. And we lost the triathlon. I don't know, man. Chris, you did a good job. I appreciate you asking these questions. I don't know if this will ever happen for you again, but this was good.
Thanks for stealing my question, though, Chris. It means a lot.
You can ask it next week, Gills. And actually, everybody, you can ask your questions again next week.
Please ask us more questions.
If we don't answer your question, maybe we should have put this at the beginning, but if we don't answer your question, keep asking. And if we need to Nick Saban you, we will.
And save us from Chris. That's it. We're done. The dogs are going to bark again at any moment. We've got to end this. Thanks for listening, folks. Make sure you're subscribing to the Power Cat Podcast, the Life of Fitz Podcast. Really cool guests coming up on that. And any other podcasts we might come up with. Like, for example, Zach Steals Stuff. That'll be a new podcast from us. It's going to be fun. He's going to steal stuff every week and then talk about it until he's arrested.
Thank you for listening to the Power Cat Podcast. Make sure you're subscribing to our show at Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. Power Cat Podcast, all rights reserved, gopowercat.com.
On May 23rd,
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil Returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount Plus.